Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad. The annual Pro-Am will be held today at the John Deere Classic. Groups of amateurs will play a round with a professional golfer. Then the actual John Deere Classic PGA tournament will get underway tomorrow at TPC Deer Run in Silvis. 156 players will compete for $5.8 million in prize money. The final round ends on Sunday afternoon. The Golf Channel will provide coverage of the tournament each afternoon, while CBS Sports will broadcast during the final two rounds, Saturday and Sunday. Illinois officials are reacting to President Trump's nomination of federal appellate court judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Brian Mackey has more.
Responses are pretty much falling along party lines. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth contrasted the Republican urgency to confirm Kavanaugh with the party's refusal to consider President Obama's final nominee. She calls it opportunism, representing everything Americans hate most about politics. Nevertheless, she said she'd review Kavanaugh's rulings and evaluate his qualifications. That's more than her fellow Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said. He's calling Kavanaugh a far-right jurist who consistently favors big business. Illinois Republican congressmen are supporting Kavanaugh. Representatives Mike Bost and Randy Hultgren issued statements respectively calling him brilliant and unassailable. I'm Brian Mackey.
Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says it's time for the Judiciary Committee to get to work after President Trump announced a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court Monday. Katerina Sestarek has more.
Grassley chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he says it'll likely take at least 65 to 70 days before Judge Brett Kavanaugh gets a confirmation hearing.
This judge has 300 decisions that have to go through. Although we will crank up extra staff to help us with the massive amount of review that we have of all of his cases and all of his writings and his speeches and almost anything that he's been involved in would probably be subject to consideration by the committee.
Grassley and his fellow Republicans hope to have Kavanaugh confirmed before the November elections, if not by the start of the Supreme Court term in October. Opponents of the nominee worry same-sex marriage and abortion rights may be at stake if Kavanaugh gets a seat on the nation's highest court. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.
A splash of color has just appeared outside the Waterfront Convention Center in downtown Bettendorf. Yesterday, Quad City Arts dedicated the newest artwork in its public sculpture program. Made of steel, it's a nearly 6-foot-tall sun, with the rays from the sun spray-painted different colors, and there's a large rock in the middle. Artist Tim Adams calls it the other extreme.
Basically, it's a play on, you know, man-made elements like steel, you know, paint, so on, and then natural elements like our stone. So our natural fieldstone is kind of the most, you know, native element we have here besides our black topsoil. But I wanted to just show the difference in, you know, colors between the bright, you know, yellows and reds and pinks, and then the more, you know, subdued earth tones.
And because it's standing in front of the glass and steel Waterfront Convention Center, he thinks the colors on his sculpture will really stand out and catch people's attention as they drive through downtown Bettendorf. Adams is a landscape architect in Webster City, Iowa. The Other Extreme is one of 12 works of public art displayed for the next year by Quad City Arts in Rock Island and in Bettendorf. For WVIK News, I'm Robert Broad.